Oh, it's a heart-opening episode. Today it feels called for, so much so that I am actually standing in a creek. I actually had to take off my shoes and stand into the water. And it's interesting, as I sort of went into the water, it's not always clear in places within this creek, and there's parts that are bumpy and quite sharp with the rocks, and you're not quite sure what's there. And then if you just even move a little tiny bit to one side or another, or further along downstream, it becomes soft and smooth and you can stand again. And I feel like today has had a message around, you're not crazy, you're not going crazy. And if someone's saying that to you, you might be saying it to yourself. I absolutely promise you, it's a heart-opening experience. It's just how we perceive and move through just this moment in time. It definitely won't be like this forever. It doesn't stay like this if it feels like that for you in this moment in your life. And today feels like cleansing and clearing our view, so we can actually move from some of those spaces that might feel bumpy or rough, and to spaces where we can actually just enjoy the smoothness, the softness, the gentleness, and just cleanse. Not actually doing anything, not taking big action, not taking big leaps, just actually allowing ourselves to relax in this moment into this truth of what is right now. And for those that are feeling crazy, that will feel maybe a little bit of relief, but it might even just allow some space to view wider. Now, by wider, I love the word wide. Rather than even deep, or sometimes we refer to sort of upper realms or upper energy or something that feels far away from us. But I love to say wide because I feel like we go through a version in our life where we might feel like we're actually going crazy. We might even be labeled that by people around us. And there's a reason for that. It's like it's the crazy mode. It's the crazy part of the creek. And we can invite ourselves to step out of that particular view and into a new space within the creek that's further along on the pathway. If you've listened to other episodes, you'll hear how much I love the whole analogy of moving forward on our path. Everything is always changing. Even if we feel like the days are repeating or the situations are repeating, which are often the things that make us go, am I going crazy? What is going on here? Because we might be able to see now this pattern of repeated behavior or repeated people that we attract into our lives, the repeated situations. And we start to see with this new lens our shadow state. You might have heard the words shadow state used before. Maybe even traumas people might have used. But what I like about this whole space of shadows, or love so much about shadows, is that it helps us to go really wide. And every time we stretch, we feel stretched, or we feel like we're at the bigger part of our pond, if we imagine. Almost like this creek, it has smaller pools that start to build. And when that pond, if we imagine that as a little pond in itself, as soon as that fills from the water trickling from behind me, because I'm facing downstream, that water overflows to the next pond, and it's a little bit bigger, and it's a little bit bigger. And these ponds are just moving and changing. They're different sizes. The water even runs differently and flows differently in each of these ponds as it goes further and further along. And this is very much how I see one of the ponds, let's say, as you're not going crazy pond. So it's almost like, to bring some lightness into what feels like a really heavy space, maybe even a really dark space, if we sort of send off into a dark night of the soul type state, it can be really dark. And so to bring some lightness into the you're not going crazy pond is that it's an amazing celebration point. I know, that sounds crazy in itself, right? We're going to celebrate feeling crazy. It is a really beautiful celebration point. I know you don't feel like that right now, but if you're able to move just a little bit in perspective, maybe as we're just holding space, you don't have to believe this, you don't have to even know this, but maybe if you opened a door to this am I going crazy pond and see and allow that seeing of that it is a celebration point, you could just ask yourself, all right, well, what would that look like? Because as soon as we start asking questions to ourselves, to allow ourselves to go wider, then we allow ourselves to fill up in this pond and we'll overflow to the next pond. It's just a stepping stone on the journey. It's one pond that takes to us to a bigger pond. And if you feel crazy in your life, now, a lot of these times in these moments, we might take us somewhere to go and get a diagnosis of something. Maybe somebody even else does that for us. Maybe people tell us what is wrong with us, all the things that are wrong. And those are the amazing opportunities where we get to take those things and we get to look at what that shadow state brings up for us. What is it actually showing us? And what I find with shadows is there's kind of two areas of shadows. There's the shadow states where we don't want to look at some of the aspects of us that we might have buried away, that we might be shameful of or feel guilty for. Maybe people have said those things about us, or we believe or perceive them in other people and we don't see them in ourselves. And so that's an opportunity where we can actually start to bring up where we go, hey, I'm projecting this, or I blame people, or I'm not taking self-responsibility, or I've got this bitterness, or I've got this rage, or I've got these things that are sitting there that don't really know what to do with it. And oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many times I've actually heard, I'm just going to go put that in a box and lock it away, or I just don't look at that side, or whatever that might be. And we develop some really, really clever coping habits to avoid that side of us. But we're ready to look at it if we're in the pond of, am I going crazy? Because that's the gift, that's the celebration point, that this shadow state, which was blinded to us, that we might have pointed the finger to others, that we get to, the beautiful words of get to, look to see how that connects to us within. We're going to bring some light to those shadow states. We can love that shadow side or state as much as what we might see as our strengths and gifts and light that we bring to others. But what I also love about shadow states, and what I found with so many people that I've crossed with, is that there's a whole range of a shadow which is blocking our brightest light. I was amazed to see the most incredibly divine love, bright light, healer people that were coming through, that were contacting on that soul hotline that I mentioned in the other episode. But they couldn't see it. They were the one that was coming to go, there's something wrong with me. I think I'm broken. My luck isn't happening, or my life isn't working out, or my life's not the same as everybody else's. What is going on? Or I'm going crazy, or other people think I'm crazy. And it was fascinating to see these incredibly bright, beautiful lights that are absolutely in this divine love state, but their shadow was an inability to see that. It's almost like it's been snuffed out from either a much, much, much younger age. The traumas, the experience that happened to these people that have snowballed over time because we attract in those same experiences, those same life experiences have come into their life at no matter whatever age that was. They could be in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I've even had 70s that have come through that we finally look to go, you know what? This has been traveling with me for a really long time. And if I mentioned to them the light that I see in them or the love, they reject that. It was, especially if it was the first time, that I am blown away at their magnificence. They are so wide, let's say, wide in that consciousness. It was just not looking at it. So it's almost like a shadow that is on a bright light side that's been smothered or snuffed out. And that can be through self, but most of the time it's also come from the external. And so these opportunities like, am I going crazy? Are those times where the shadow side, depending which way it is, it's very unique for each individual, and this is part of know thyself and know thy body, because we are so unique in those life experiences. We don't need to go to a person or a healer or there's anything wrong with us in those times. We will see it through our life experiences. What's happening right in front of us, whether we have a partner, whether we have children, our work setting, our financial experiences, and just day-to-day life when we're out in our car, in our social interactions, if we go out and have some drinks with friends or a party or whatever that might be, it is reflecting back exactly that next piece for us to look at. And sometimes those life experiences feel like it's almost like we're getting pummeled by them, one after the other after the other. And if that's the case, where we often go, oh my gosh, what's happening? I truly feel like I'm losing the plot, or something's happened. And we might go down a path of even feeling like we have a mind problem, like a mental health issue, and it turns into a body problem. So we go to a doctor for our physical body. But we can bring back all of that focus and perspective. Even if we're getting assistance in those areas, it will just help us. It's just another layer of help, and help reflect back to us what we might not wish to look at. And of course, doing that with a softness and gentleness and kindness, we don't have to re-traumatize ourselves going through experiences. We just get to look at what is that repeating pattern and what is that belief, the core belief that you can almost write in a statement. It's almost like listen to what you say to your friends. Listen to what you say if you go off for assistance, if you have a question and you go to a particular family member or you go to a particular group of friends, listen to what you're saying. Not so much what's coming back, it's more so what you are actually expressing. You can look at the whole picture, but when we're just starting in this space, look at what story you tell. Is it that there's not enough money, or there's not enough work, or I need a better job, or if only I had a relationship, if only I had a relationship, if only I had a relationship? We'll know if we hear ourselves, if we repeat it, and if we exaggerate. I love making that bigger in our tone for ourselves to hear. This is not for other people, it's more for us. So you can reflect, hear yourself, see if you can catch it in that moment. Because we can go to someone to heal us, as we like to go and have assistance with people, but have a listen to what we even say to those people. Because what I find is when we get to an appointment like that, we will project, or we will express what might not be what our repetitive, core, day-to-day limiting beliefs or statements that we've made about our life or our life situation or ourselves or our body or our emotional state or our mental state. We've started to own different labels and different identities, and we've attached to those, and we don't tend to say those in those healing sessions. So the most helpful part is if we can actually grab our awareness. Our consciousness is the key here. If we can actually listen to what we're actually saying to our friends or to that family member or at that appointment. Have a listen to see if, even if you feel better, let's say, in that appointment when you're getting assistance, have a look at what happens when you come away from that experience. Because often if that beautiful bright light on the other side holds this bright space and a frequency that feels good, we feel good in their presence. And we all know that. We know the people that just sort of feel magical. They're bringing out a high vibration. And we connect to it and we go, whoa, it feels expansive. This is amazing. And we might not quite even have words to describe it. We just have those people or those experiences that we actually feel expanded. And then we get a text message. Or then we get our roster with extra overtime work, which we're going, oh my gosh, or no jobs. Let's say no jobs on the roster. And we go, oh no, there's no work. Or we will look into the bank account and we'll go, oh no, I have to pay all these bills. There's not enough there. Or we always will say, I just wish I could even share this experience with in a relationship with someone. If only I had somebody. Or we're talking about our partner. They're just driving me crazy. I can't believe they do this. I can't believe they do that. And we start to listen to what we're saying. Now, we're not judging what we're saying. We're going to start loving what we're saying because it's feeding us exactly our awareness. And I love this. It's exciting. This is where the softness and gentleness comes in. Don't worry if what you're saying to hear is harsh or a judgment. Just grab when we just blamed somebody, or grab when we feel like we're going to label somebody. We look at them on social media or we look at them in public and we go to say something, or we do say something. Smile and grab that and say, thank you, awareness. I got it. Thank you. Because if you actually wrote down and recorded those beliefs, what is actually being said, you might be surprised when we often go, I feel lost or I feel crazy. But when we actually have a look on paper, if we were to write that down just as an exercise so we can have greater awareness, it's not something we'll keep. It's just so we actually get to see our truth. We get to see our limiting beliefs. We get to see the core pinches and pains that are running in a subconscious mind. We will do this throughout our day. Have a look if you avoided something. Did we avoid the gym? Or did we avoid our yoga class? Or did we say, I went to my yoga class, but you know what? I do not like that teacher. Let's start taking note of the things that we really start to resist, the things we push aside, the things we might point the finger at, the things we might label or blame. And equally, we're going to look on the other side, and I swapped hands because it just feels the other side is equally the same as projections, blames, or labels, or pointing the finger. It's equally here core to our belief system. We're going to look at what we really, really wanted or liked. What if we go, oh my gosh, that person there, that is what I want to be like or look like or act like. And we start doing the same thing on the other side, almost like what we admire, let's say, or crave, or we think of. It's almost like that becomes, well, if I looked like that, had that, was like that, then I would, and then you'd be able to write down what those statements would be for you. And it's starting to build this picture for you. Now, this type of work can be done with somebody to assist to come out, but I find the greatest change happens when we start being really, really radically honest with ourselves. Because so many things in the times where we feel we're in the pond of, am I going crazy? And we can paint a picture to tell us and reflect to us a truth of that we're not actually crazy. We just have a whole lot of things in our field that are ready to be looked at. It's neither good nor bad. In fact, it's an enormous celebration point, one that I love when people are ready to own, am I going crazy? Or I'm feeling crazy? Because they're not crazy. This is what happens when things that have been in our shadow state start to come to the surface. Now, some of the signs and signals before we're going into the crazy pond, the self-labeling, I feel crazy pond, we might start really judging people harshly. We might start pointing the finger and we might really, sorry, I just had to look down because I had no idea if something was fully crawling across my leg and foot because I'm standing in the water still. And I thought I was joined by something which I had no idea what it would have been. The unknown there, see? The unknown in this space. Now, that's actually really funny. For all the people that yes, before you get into that pond, that's an unknown space, that crazy pond, and they're fearful. Just like what happened to me there. It was like, what? What is this? And I looked down to go, what is this? And that's what the people are doing. They are the signs just before that pond of, am I going crazy pond? Or what is going on? You're really questioning things. You know, some people call it like a spiritual awakening, or we can call it whatever we like. It really is, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. All that matters is your well-being, your emotional well-being, your state of wholeness. We've got mind, body, soul, spirit. And we're just starting in these times to look at maybe all of them, or maybe one a little bit more. Sometimes we go into one area a bit more, but it doesn't really matter. The path is just so beautifully unique for everybody. But this is the time when you feel like this, you know that changes are happening. You start to view the world wider. You start to have, and by that, by what I mean by wide, is that you can hold multiple truths. Before, it might be black and white, or more so black and white. But when we go wider, we start to open to holding multiple perspectives around us. And that we get to see that all of the perspectives can be there together. And the word of and, it's okay. We don't go, oh, no, 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 and we start judging, or we make somebody wrong, or we blame them. We have this beautiful heart-opening experience, and I love to just smile. I smile a lot. It's like smiling at those differences. Because linking back to yesterday with the teacup and saucer analogy, when we truly, truly have, and I don't think I mentioned it, but I think as I was writing up what to go into what the episode was about, the last line there was really beautiful. I could see it almost as the world as this huge tea party, because we're celebrating now our differences. We're celebrating these bigger ponds of consciousness, and it's exciting. It's really exciting that we know that we're not just in a little pond. The unknown will be outside that pond. But we're going to grow, and we can call it healing. We heal and we go wider, and then we overflow from that pond and we go to the next one down. We plop into this new pond, which feels really wide. We go, whoa, what is happening? And so start normalizing, if we could even say a word of normal, because what is normal? Seriously. Normal we've kind of labeled to conform, but if we just let that word go to be your new normal, your new defined normal, to allow yourself to feel that uncertainty like I had before when I went, what is on my foot or crawling up my leg in the water that I can't see? It's like, what is that? That unknown aspect, we will get that fear or judgment from others who see something different because they're unable to hold multiple perspectives. And their only choice in that moment is to categorize that or put that into a box. They have to. That's what our minds do. Our mind has to go, I don't know what's going on with this person, so I'm going to label them as, and then whatever they want to insert. They have to, because they're sitting in their pond. Now, they might be very comfortable in their pond, because that's what we can do. We can live in a particular pond, and we might be getting stretched and we might be shown our different ways, but we just choose not to look at it. And that is the part that everybody gets, this great gift of choice. We get to consciously make a choice. And if you are really in a state of feeling like things are not great or out of control, or you're really feeling a sense of craziness inside because it's shaken your world up so much to how it was, and it's this new way of being, but you don't know what that is what we're celebrating. That now, instead of going, oh no, my life isn't working out, or I'm feeling crazy, or I think I need to go get some help, or I think I need, there's something wrong and I need to go, I'm broken, or something like that, we get to go, all right, that's right, we're going to have a celebration. Maybe you can even say, we're having the tea party. We're having the tea party with my teacup and saucer that is incredibly unique. We are celebrating that difference. And flow, watch the flow then into that deeper pond. You go into the wider pond. Now, is that an unknown space? Yeah, it is. But it becomes fun. And I know it might not feel fun right now, and you might go, what the? No, this is not fun. Not fun. No, no, no. But we get used to letting go of the control. It only feels like the craziness is there because we are so tightly holding onto, the gripping onto our pond. Maybe it's a rock on there and we're holding on for dear life because we don't want things to change. And if I reflect on my own life, that's very much what happened. There were people around that wanted things to stay the same. It has to be the same. And once we flow down in that pond, you can't go back. Once we see and dip into the greater levels of consciousness and awareness, things look different. You don't just turn off that lens anymore. We get to see the shadows. And we get to shine the light, to love all aspects of us, because we are so perfectly imperfect. We are so brilliant as humans, being anything and everything when we come from a space of love. This is the key here, coming from a space of divine love. So rather than looking to anyone else around us, as your guidance or as your answer, use the experiences with the people around you, your family, your friends, even just strangers, what's happening in your life at work, at home, in public, in social settings, and start to build your inner standing of yourself. This is the greatest gift that you can give to self and others. Because now we become less scared, because those fears that are sitting in those shadow states are now seen. Before, they're unconscious. Now you have awareness. And when we're looking at them, now with awareness, we have a choice. And this is where life starts to change. And we'll do another episode maybe on handling or coping maybe, or just flowing with when life starts to look different. because that's a big topic and it has big impacts and consequences if those loved ones around us aren't on that same journey with us. And that's okay. It's just we feel at times that it's either incredibly alone or it feels hard or we feel lost. And this is the almost an episode all by itself. So I won't leap into that today because I feel like the message mainly for today is you're not crazy. There's nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. You don't need to be fixed. It's a really exciting space to be in if you feel like things are messy in your space right now. The biggest key is not to look sideways. Try not to look sideways at other people. Try not to look sideways at other family members or friends, particularly people close, but also on social media and those that you don't know either. Because you don't know what their journey is. It might appear that everything is okay in that photo on social media, online, but maybe they're more upstream and are just about ready to go into those next ponds. We don't know. We don't know where someone else is on their journey of awareness and consciousness. That's not our job to know that or monitor that or analyze that or compare that. We just get those reflections if you're seeing it, because I often hear that, I wanted to add that because I hear that from people going, but that person's okay, but I have this friend and they have the same job as me and all their stuff is working out and they're getting shifts and that type of experience or rumination isn't happening because of the other person. It's not to punish us. It's not that we don't deserve it and they do. That is the experience that came up. So we can start writing down, if it's at the beginning, we can start writing down, what have I made this to mean about me? That is the gift. And see how it's a twist of your perspective from, I'm not getting this, but they are. And so we compare ourselves to somebody else. That was the gift to come back to go, oh, that's what I'm telling myself. And now I'm aware of it. And now I reframe and refocus in each and every moment that occurs. Because that's the shift that we get to have. That's the power that we get to have. Now, is that easy? As I'm saying in most episodes, it's simple and not always easy. So just try to grab the awareness when we can. It might not be in the moment. In fact, sometimes it's days later. It might even be a week later. That's okay. We just shorten it. From a week, it goes to 3 days. It goes to 1 day. Like if you have a fight with your partner and normally it's days and days and days, just shorten that time of coming back to self with the awareness of what is actually the core message that you are reflecting back for yourself in that moment. Because it will be very different for each individual. We're all in our journey. Like yesterday, we all have our own teacup and saucer. That's where our focus can be. And so I feel like that's a message for today. It's a huge love to anyone in this space. I absolutely know what that feels like. If you do have beautiful people around you to reflect back to you, that is not the case. You are okay. And they can be with you even in silence. Because it's beautiful to have people that love us for exactly who we are. Not what we do or not what we sacrifice for others. For actually just being our true selves. And that might look different in different moments. Because as we always say, everything is always changing. And so use this as a cleansing moment. I'm in this creek. I've just refocused to where I'm standing. And these are beautiful opportunities. Start afresh. Hop under the shower if you can't get to a creek. Jump into the beach if you've got the waves near you or a river or somewhere. If you're able to almost, it's like starting fresh. It's like cleansing self and promising and dedicating and having the discipline with self. That instead of taking every moment as truth, as in what your mind wants to tell you that something means everywhere you go, just catch it so we can start developing and reconnecting with that truer version of ourself, which is just flowing like this creek into deeper and deeper ponds as the water flows forward on our path. In that flow state, hop on that floaty, which I think was in maybe second or third episode, where we said, let's stop dragging our feet on the bottom. Like when I stood in here and there was a rocky place, hop into the nice smooth place. We always have that choice in our perspective, no matter the situation on the outside. So as always, stay beautifully soft and gentle and kind to self, especially if you're taking on this challenge or activity with self, to start catching your awareness of what you're truly telling yourself, because that needs so much gentleness, so much forgiveness on self. You know, at this stage, it's not going to other people, it's just reflecting in, because the minute we start to change our perspective and awareness, which changes to what we do want, which is more in a state of softness, kindness, and gentleness, and love, basically an essence of divine love, we get to then witness the changes in that physical world. And it's just beautiful. So join the flow, wherever you are in the world. Sending you so much love.